Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, signs of hope. Some progress being made in storm-ravaged Florida. Electricity restored to nearly 2 million customers. And stories emerging of heroes rescuing survivors.
This is what we trained for. This is why we joined.
Meantime, Al is tracking the remnants of the storm still soaking millions this morning. The full forecast just ahead. Then, close to home, we check in with The Home Edit's Clea Shearer about her breast cancer journey, how she's been sharing every step along the way with the help of a very special community rallying to support her.
Everyone in your life wants to help, but there's nothing quite like someone who's actually been through it or going through it at the same time.
We'll bring them together to meet face-to-face for the first time just ahead. And royal plot twist. Jenna reveals this month's selection for her book club, and we've got a special surprise that could just be their crowning achievement. Today, Tuesday, October 4th, 2022.
Shout out to our hometowns in Mitchell and Bedford in Indiana.
Three generations on the plaza.
From Homewood, Alabama.
Visiting from Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
I'm turning 10 today.
Here with my mom. From Chandler, Arizona,
on her bucket list trip
to the Today Show.
From Bismarck, North Dakota,
I brought my mom to New York
because I've been watching the show for over 40 years.
Hi to my sister.
Watching in Houston, Texas.
Love you, Faye.
We drove 200 miles from Pennsylvania
to celebrate Nurse Teresa's 35 years at NBC.
Nurse Teresa!
Wow.
35 years at NBC.
Wow.
We love Nurse Teresa.
She's a legend.
Wow, the best. Welcome back.
Just screamed absolutely.
The best. I love Nurse Teresa.
Oh my gosh.
She and I have been to, she's been my health person.
Yeah. Forever.
At NBC since I started.
She goes to the Olympics. She's our go-to person. We're going to get to all that in a little bit. But first, let's get to our news at 8 o'clock. There are some signs of progress in hurricane-ravaged parts of Florida. More people being rescued. More people have some power back, but there are still others who are not able to reach their homes, and the death toll has risen to more than 100. NBC's Sam Brock joins us with the very latest from Fort Myers Beach. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Hoda, good morning. The death toll right now at 106 and counting, half of those deceased here in Lee County. And you see the extent of the damage right now, 3,500 structures in Fort Myers Beach. A lot of them look just like this, which is to say they're not only uninhabitable, but just piles of rubble. You have boats stacked up inside of a marina here. Officials, search and rescue crews have to go in there and pull off layers, peel them back layer by layer to look for void spaces within the void spaces to see if there could be people, Hoda. And just to give you another visual as to how stunning this all is, the might of Mother Nature. That is a hangar that was built just 6 months ago. It is crumpled like an accordion, the top of it torn off like a piece of aluminum foil. This evidence sparking more conversations right now about evacuation orders. When they came out in Lee County, initially Tuesday morning, it expanded throughout the course of the day. Interesting bedfellows right now. You have Governor DeSantis, Lee County officials, and also FEMA's administrator all saying the same thing, that 72 hours out from the storm, Hoda, and there was at that point no indication the cone was going to Fort Myers. Even 48 hours out, Fort Myers was only on the periphery. So we're hearing that, also learning more about the electrical issues right now. Fast track timeline for those living here in Lee County. It's now under 50% of the people with no power. I spoke with the chairman and CEO of FPL, Florida Power and Light. It's the largest utility in the country. They are now saying they believe that most of those power sources will be back up and running by Friday, except, of course, for the homes and businesses where the infrastructure is just so damaged, it's going to be impossible to get power back to places like this. Hoda, back to
that would be a feat there. All right, Sam, thanks so much.
And the remnants of Ian are still causing flooding up and down the East Coast. Heavy rain and wind combined with high tides flooding some streets in Ocean City, New Jersey last night. Police had to help drivers whose cars stalled out in the high water. That area remains under a coastal flooding and high tide advisory today. And Al's got a closer look at what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. So right now we don't have any steering currents to kick this thing out. So it's sitting just off the Delmarva Peninsula and spinning that wet weather in, bringing in raw winds off the ocean. And you see wind chills. It feels like 43 in New York City. Same in Philadelphia. Feels like 42 degrees in Winchester, 44 in Scranton. And the problem is it's not going anywhere for the next 48 hours. So 24 hours, I should say. 16 million people at risk. 1 to 2 feet of inundation, flooded streets, damaged properties, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches or more, especially as you get into parts of eastern New England. And we're also watching now down into the Atlantic, these two areas of possible development, 92L, and then this one, the Windward Islands, that's the one we're most worried about. We put the spaghetti plots into motion, you can see heading just past south of Jamaica. So we're going to continue to watch this extremely closely. Guys?
All right, Al, we'll come back to you in just a few moments. Turning overseas now, Russian forces launched new missile strikes at cities in Ukraine overnight, even as Ukrainian forces pushed deeper into territory illegally annexed by Russia. Ukrainian troops reclaimed a half dozen villages yesterday, and they surveyed the military vehicles and ammunition left behind by fleeing Russian troops. Meanwhile, Tesla founder Elon Musk appears to have angered Ukraine's President Zelensky by tweeting his own unsolicited peace plan and asking his 100 million Twitter followers to vote on it.
Back here, a judge has agreed to delay the sentencing of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes so that she can have a hearing this month in her bid for a new trial. Holmes was convicted of wire fraud and conspiracy for misleading customers and investors with her failed blood testing company. Her attorneys will argue that prosecutors manipulated testimony from a key witness against her. Holmes was found guilty on 4 counts and each carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. Well, still ahead, guys, we've got Popstar, the new Black Panther trailer, getting fans even more excited, and what it's revealing about the world's next superhero.
Plus, our inspiring conversation with the Home Edit's Clea Shearer on connecting with an online community of women facing their breast cancer journeys together. And we were there when they got to meet in person for the first time, a special moment that you'll want to see right after this.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back 8:12 with Pink Power Today, our special series for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this morning we're checking in with our friend Clea Shearer.
Yeah, the Home Edit co-founder was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year, and she has decided to share every step in her journey, including her recent milestone of finishing chemo.
Yeah, throughout it all, though, guys, there's been a group of women she's been leaning on. They talk every day, but they had never met face to face until 2 days ago. They're amazing women. They all came together from all across the country for a very special conversation.
Look, all your toys are here. So accessible.
Oh. Clea Shearer finds joy in being a helper.
Will you guys help me?
I can't get up there fast enough. Yes. Like, show us the closet.
Yes. Okay, let's figure it out.
She's created a career out of it, taking on clutter and organizing people's lives as one half of the Home Edit team.
Hey, guys. So by now you probably read or heard that I have breast cancer.
But after she shared her breast cancer diagnosis earlier this year, Clea found herself asking for help from those who personally knew the fight she was facing.
As you're going through something so brutal like chemo, everyone in your life wants to help, but there's nothing quite like someone who's actually been through it or going through it at the same time.
A friend connected her to Maria Buschetti, a three-time breast cancer survivor who lives in California with her husband. The 42-year-old who works in public relations was first diagnosed when she was just 25.
She's taken so many copious notes. So if I just say, if I whip out any side effects, she's like, boop, boop, boop,
page 8.
She's like, you'll get over that real soon.
Amy Jethwell was 42 years old when she found a lump while on vacation with her boyfriend. The biotech sales account manager diagnosed with breast cancer just weeks after Clea. Their mutual friend passed along Clea's number to Amy, who lived hundreds of miles away in New Jersey.
These are strangers, people you've never met.
I've never met them.
Just on text. Hey, well, girl.
Yes, literally. And there are some of, you know, these women I talk to every day, if not every day, every week. And, you know, just to check in, they're like my dear close friends.
A community connected through tough times. Dear friends who have never met, meeting up in person for the first time.
Well, I think it's a good time to meet them because it's fun to text, but it's more fun to see people in person.
Oh my God. I can't believe we get to actually
meet you. I know you're real. You're real.
Oh my God.
So good to see you.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
You're so tall.
This is so cool in this moment to be sitting
here.
I
can't believe it. I know.
First of all, you guys haven't met in person yet, but you know each other intimately. What'd you think, Maria, when you first started connecting with Clea?
I was shocked that she was so positive, right? Because it's a terrifying time in your life. You were wanting to talk about it. You had questions, but also you were wanting to help others.
Others like Amy.
I reached out to you during your fourth AC when you felt really horrible, and she was so available to me. Like, that was really overwhelming to me because I was about to start my chemo journey.
Did that make you scared or did that make you prepared?
I was so grateful for how open you were and how honest you were about things, because if this is what's going to happen to me, then this is what's going to happen. I wound up having a very different reaction with my friend.
I know. I was like, so sorry I scared you.
Right? You were like, I'm cool. Right.
She was like, fine. Yeah. Meanwhile, this whole time I was like, guys, brace yourself. It's going to be awful.
Aches everywhere.
Clea's openness about her hair loss empowering Amy as she started to lose her own.
I told my boyfriend, I'm like, just shave it. Like, we can do this. We can take this head on and kind of whatever parts of the journey you can own, you know, that's something I got from you.
That's important. That's something you got from Clea?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like owning what you can in the journey.
Were you reluctant, Clea? Because there are parts that you want to share and then there are parts you want to keep. But it sounds like you were very...
Oh, I don't keep much to myself.
You don't?
No. Hoda, you know me. I am a bare your soul kind of girl. Not only did I tell everything pretty much to these ladies, but I mean, I would also tell our Instagram followers what was going on. It made me feel understood, you know? And it's also nice to not feel like an anomaly.
When you're having a crummy day, you need someone who gets it. How important has that been, Maria, to have that?
So important. I was so young the first time I was diagnosed, and I didn't have anybody to talk to. You don't process those emotions when you don't have someone to talk to or ask questions and that friendship. And now, you know, I was just texting Clea last night. I feel like you are this light of sunshine that's even bringing the last 8 years back in me.
I'm sorry about that.
By the way, don't make me cry. I'm not a pretty crier.
That's so beautiful. That's a really important point.
Because
sometimes feelings lay dormant until someone says, let's unearth those.
Clea, Maria, and Amy finding strength in each other and finding peace in the small things.
Everybody has their spot where they go to when they want to just like cleanse and clear. And y'all are walking in mine. This is Central Park. What's your place, Clea?
Back porch.
Your back porch.
I have a chair. I read there. I listen to the rain there. I greet my kids after school there.
Uh-huh.
It makes me so peaceful.
What about for you, Amy?
I have my one bench. Right on the Hudson, and
that's just so nice.
Zone out.
Do you a meditation, Maria, or anything that like you're a meditator?
Yes, meditation and beach.
Meditation and beach. All right, so this is a sisterhood.
Yes.
This is something that you believe, Clea, is not for this moment.
Mm-hmm. It's for life.
How do you know?
You go through life and certain people enter it for a reason. I consider you one of those people too, Hoda. I don't lose friends, I only make them. So we've been through something really incredible together and also a little earth shattering, a lot earth shattering. So you're stuck with me.
We're stuck with Clea.
Wow.
So sweet. And by the way, if you wonder if that friendship's real, they're planning a vacation together. Also, Joanna, you know, Clea's partner, was standing in the background the whole time, weeping.
Aww.
Weeping. Like, these friendships, the new friendships, her old friendships are all keeping her. And she also said about her hair, she talked about it. She said it's very kind of peach fuzzy. She goes, I'm not sure if I'm going to color it. I think I might just... finally, I'm free of all that stuff.
She posted this week, actually, about her, why she was wearing a wig to her kids' pickup.
Yes.
She didn't want to embarrass
them.
And that was going to make me cry. And then her daughter said, Mom, you don't embarrass me. I think you're beautiful. Mm. So she started...
Oh,
yeah. And you took her to your special place in Central Park when you went through breast cancer.
Yeah, that was my spot. It was very calming to me. It's like, you know, there's no green space here, but that was mine. Mm-hmm. So I used to go there and feel very peaceful. And everyone had their little spot where they felt the warm hand. So it was beautiful. I want to say thank you, of course, to Clea. She's amazing. And Maria and Amy. And we also want to thank the Kent. That's that beautiful space in New York. We had a great conversation there. So we want to say thank you to them.
That was wonderful.
So weepy today.
That was wonderful.
All right, beautiful. Mr. Roker, take us away.
Oh, special. Okay. Guys, well, we are looking at a rainy, windy day here in the northeast parts of New England. Sunshine through the southeast on into the Gulf where it'll be nice and warm. Even up to the Great Lakes, we're looking at a flood risk through the southwest. We're going to continue to track that and beautiful sunshine from Seattle to San Diego. Don't forget, if you're heading out the door, head to Today Show Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 108. But right now...
What time is it?
It's time of the morning.
All right.
We have some good stuff for you this morning.
We're ready.
Okay, so we're going to start with Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Oh,
yesterday...
Oh.
Have you seen this? Marvel dropped a new trailer for the highly anticipated sequel. Of course, fans have been waiting to see how the franchise will handle the passing of its leading man, Chadwick Boseman. Well, this latest preview giving audiences a closer look at the state of Wakanda and teasing the mysterious character stepping into the Black Panther suit.
Who's it going to be?
We don't know. I mean, we all have our guesses.
I'll tell you what we do know.
What?
That film's going to make about $1 billion in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Well, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm.
It heads to theaters next month.
Who
do you think it is?
I think it's going to be Michael B. Jordan. I think Killmonger.
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be his sister.
Yeah, I wondered, did anyone think it could be a woman?
This is why it's going to make $1 billion.
No, and don't tell me
if you get
them
before I do. At some point.
Yeah. All right, well, this is another good one. So next up, The Crown, calling all Prince Harrys. A recently released casting announcement that Netflix is looking for an actor to play the adolescent royal redhead. According to the online note, they're seeking someone with a strong physical appearance, if you guys know anybody, to play Harry from 16 to 20 years old. And that's what's surprising to a lot of people. Apparently, no previous professional acting experience is required because they want him to really look like him. So if you look like the Duke of Sussex or you know someone, you should throw your hat into the ring. Thank us later. The application closes next Friday and filming is scheduled to start in November. So you have to take off from work or something. I don't know. So the clock is ticking.
You have to have a posh English accent, too.
I mean, but I bet you there's somebody who we don't know who this could be.
The Harry doppelganger.
Sure. All right. Next up, Paul and Linda McCartney. Yesterday, Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Winner stopped by the Howard Stern Show and revealed how he played matchmaker with one of his magazine's photographers and a young superstar Beatle.
I didn't realize, Linda, you hired her to be a Rolling Stone photographer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I want to go meet Paul McCartney. I want to photograph.
One day she says, I want to go cover the Beatles. I said, well, we don't really need to spend the money, you know, sending you to London to cover. Why do we need more Beatles? So she says, well, I want to meet Paul. I said, okay, you got the assignment. Go.
Wow.
And then I started getting postcards from her every couple of weeks saying, you know, how she's getting closer. Then finally got one saying, we went out last night and had the most wonderful time. Thank you forever.
Oh. How cool is that? And the rest they say is history. That's Jan Winner, by the way.
Okay.
Wow. So, cool. All right. Next up, Lizzo. We still can't believe this history-making moment from last week when Lizzo was invited by the Library of Congress to play President James Madison's 200-year-old crystal flute. Well, the presidential invites keep coming. Now, Madison's Montpelier estate is asking the Grammy winner to perform at the president's home turn museum in Virginia.
Huh.
Writing on Instagram, thanks to classically trained singer-songwriter Lizzo, the world had the opportunity to learn about James Madison's crystal flute and hear its beautiful music. They go on to say, we are crossing our fingers that she would consider adding us to her schedule.
Wow.
Once home to Madison and the now famous crystal flute. So they loved it. It was controversial, so cool. But they thought, you know what?
That's amazing.
It was phenomenal. She puts on a phenomenal show.
Did she play the flute?
She played the flute.
Oh.
She had it on a crystal stand. I mean, it was just
beautiful.
She had the whole place on a cloud.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we
awesome.
Love it. And we love it when she comes here to today. All right. And finally, the Tonight Show. Last night, Jimmy announced plans for an all-out 80s themed special featuring guests from retro movie hits like The Karate Kid, Flashdance, and Back to the Future.
Ooh. Ralph Macchio is here tomorrow night. Oh. Jennifer Beals.
Hey.
Leah Thompson will be here. And we've got a performance from Modern English. They're going to sing I'll Melt With You.
Oh.
So Jimmy, Steve Higgins, and The Roots, they're going to be dressed in full 80s looks.
So
they're
cool.
Even giving the set a throwback makeover. Oh, wow. So you can catch the 80s special tonight at 11:35 right
cool.
here.
That's
on
a fun
ABC.
Idea. You can go fun. Through all the decades.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Guys, just ahead, Jenna is here to reveal her very special book club pick for the new month, and it's got a royal twist. Jenna, give us your royal wave this morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Now we're all jamming. 8:30, Tuesday morning. Get your groove on. 4th of October, 2022. Got a good half hour ahead. Jenna's here. She's bouncing. Hey. Everybody's just got a little. It's the jewel in your book club crown coming up.
Jenna. Wow, I love that pun. You know
nice.
That.
Nice. I like when you do your way. By the way, speaking of royalty, Andrew Lloyd Webber is here. We're going to talk about the icon, his legacy, making Phantom Broadway's longest running show, and he's got a new project leading the way on The Great White Way. So we're really excited
Can't
about
wait.
That.
Very rare we get a Lord in the studio.
Yes, yeah.
Lloyd Webber. Lloyd Webber. Then after that, nachos. There's quite the transition. Nachos, not just for football Sunday, folks. No, Jocelyn Delk Adams is here with a special.
That's Lady Jocelyn. Right.
She's got a special twist for a little weeknight meal inspiration.
Yum.
For your family.
We'll take it. Ahead on the third hour, we are on the job with a flavor guru who makes a living tasting and creating ice cream.
What?
Her greatest hits and the flavors that didn't make it to the freezer section. You want to know the flavors that didn't make the cut?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And
we'll
I want that job. Hey, coming up tomorrow, we're going to reveal the best sleep products, according to our friends at Consumer Reports, the big winners that could help us all rest easy.
That's going to be a good one. Okay, let's get a check of the weather.
All right, let's start off with today. We're looking at a lot of wet weather here in the Northeast. We've got some wet weather also making its way down through Texas and some showers out in the Pacific Northwest. No, sir, we're talking sunshine the whole freaking day. Flood risk in the Southwest. We're looking at a beautiful day, mild Midwest conditions. And the rain will linger here in the Northeast. And that is your latest weather, guys.
All right, Al, it's October, and trust us, you do not want to miss Jenna's newest book club pick. Let's just say it's got a royal stamp of approval. Should we tell what it is? Not yet.
1 minute.
But first, this is Today on NBC. Let's go, let's go. We're back with Reading with Jenna. We're ready to reveal this month's book club pick. And this one, Miss Hager, is extra special.
It really is. I'm so excited to share October's selection with you. Are y'all ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, it is The Whalebone Theater by Joanna Quinn. This is a joint selection with Read with Jenna and the queen consort, Camilla.
Will you pause for a second?
Wait, what? I know.
That's
it's
cool.
Very exciting. So she has, you may not know, but she has her own book club, The Reading Room. So we joined forces to select this incredible debut novel for our beloved readers on both sides of the pond.
Wow.
And Her Majesty invited me and Joanna to Dumfries House in Scotland for a very special conversation.
Wait.
The Dumfries House is a beautiful Scotland escape for their majesties, the King and Queen consort. It's a property the King bought in 2007 to restore for the people of this area. Joanna Quinn and I were invited here by Her Majesty the Queen consort to celebrate our joint book club pick, The Whalebone Theater.
In your wildest dreams, could you ever have imagined this?
No, it's really like some kind of strange dream that I've woken up and find myself in a house like this with royal people. Yeah, it's unimaginable.
In March, this first-time author got a call from palace representatives that would change her life.
I heard that in between homeschooling and doing laundry, you got the call that your book was going to be chosen.
I was at home with my daughter, surrounded by the usual chaos of packed lunches and wet washing and all of that sort of thing. And I think I held it together during the call and was quite calm. But afterwards, I just rang my sister and just sort of made weird noises down the phone at her.
Was she worried about you?
She was a bit, I think. And then she swore quite a lot back at me in surprise. Then we just made weird noises together. So
Quinn now joins fellow authors in the Reading Room, a book club started by Her Majesty the Queen Consort Camilla in 2021. It's a place where the Queen can share her love of literature and her favorite books with fellow book lovers around the United Kingdom.
What has the Reading Room been like in the UK?
It started in lockdown. I think when people got more into reading books again. And for me, I read a lot with my daughter, which was really lovely to have more time to do that. Anything that I think brings people together over books is a good thing, because it's a good conversation, isn't it? You can always break the ice with people, talk to them about what books they love.
One of the books both Her Majesty and I love is Joanna's debut novel. Joanna is a single mother and creative writing teacher who wrote The Whalebone Theatre in her spare time.
I just really went for it.
Yes.
I don't know that I really produced nutritious meals for my child in that time at all. There was a lot of toast. But sort of as soon as she was in bed, I was on my laptop typing away.
So you homeschooled by day and wrote by night?
Yeah, that was it.
It's a novel that takes place in an English manor during World War II. Like this estate, the Whalebone Theatre stirs the imagination and takes you to a magical place.
And I have to say, walking through it, I mean, it reminded me a little bit of the Whalebone Theatre.
Yeah, it was a bit like being in my book.
Yes.
Which was very strange.
We're living a movie.
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
It was very cool. Joanna is an incredible writer. This book is epic. I mean, it is an incredible read. Imagine getting the call.
Yeah.
You're doing laundry
yes.
for your child in the middle of lockdown, and you get a call that the future queen, the queen consort,
yeah.
is going to choose your book for a beloved reading room. By the way, the Dumfries House
yeah. mm-hmm.
is very cool. The king and queen consort purchased it, redid it, and then gave it back to the people of Scotland.
Oh.
So while we were walking there, there was a mom walking with her baby, and she
just
said,
open for everybody.
I've heard that the prince then, yeah. Prince Charles, is here.
Oh.
And he was, and it's very cool. I don't think people know about their generosity.
That is
how cool.
Yeah.
So Queen Consort Camilla is a bookworm like you.
She loves
royals.
Right.
They're just like
That's
us.
Cool. She loves to read. So check out the Reading Room on Instagram. It has some incredible pics.
Mm-hmm.
She just announced her first season, which includes this.
That is awesome. What an honor, Jenna.
That's cool, Jenna.
Cool.
Beautiful spot, too.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And for more on the Whalebone Theatre and the Royal Reading Room, you can go to today.com/readwithjenna or follow us on Instagram.
The story about her story was just fantastic.
Wow. Really cool.
I'm glad you were into it.
Yeah, I actually was.
All right, coming up next, Broadway icon Andrew Lloyd Webber is here on closing one historic door on the Great White Way, only to open another. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Uh-huh.
Well, we are back with the man, the myth, the legend, the Lord, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Nominated for 23 competitive Tony Awards. He's won 6, as well as a special Tony for Lifetime Achievement. Add in his Grammys, his Oscar, the Emmy. We got a member of the exclusive EGOT Club in our studio.
Lord Webber, it's so good to have you here with us. It's nice to see you. And I should mention your special guest, Lanady Hanau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, first of all, before we talk about Bad Cinderella,
uh-huh.
which we're already in with the title alone, Phantom. It's been, in the Great White Way all these decades.
1979,
and
yeah.
And the final night is next year.
Next year, middle of February.
Yes.
After all of that time, I mean, it's such a wonderful production. You know, I shall be sad that night, but, we've had a fantastic innings. And, you know, what the great thing about it is that, you know, I think it was Hal Prince's masterpiece
mm-hmm.
As a production. I don't think we'll ever see anything quite like that again. Well, at least I probably won't. And it's got a 28-piece orchestra. You see, it's a huge, great show to run.
It's hardly Broadway without it.
Yeah.
But luckily, you're still there.
Oh, well, yeah, we're not going away yet until I'm thrown out.
Well, one door shuts, another door opens. We have Bad Cinderella. What can we expect from this show?
Well, it's written by Emerald Fennell, who wrote Promising Young Woman.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not exactly a conventional take on the Cinderella story. It's really actually about why you should always be yourself and not to change yourself to be what you think other people want you to be.
I love that.
And that's the, we have the wonderful Lynn A.D., who I've heard the, you know, they're obviously quite big chunks of the show with her already. Yeah. And I have to say, I'm really excited.
How do you feel, Lynn A.D.? Are you excited to take on this role?
Yeah, it's beyond my wildest dreams. Still pinching myself and honored to work with.
I mean, this originating is, this role on Broadway.
That's really cool.
Buy your tickets now. Come into Broadway, Bad Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here.
We appreciate Thank you. Thanks.
And we'll send it over to Craig.
That was a treat. Thank you. Three words for you now, though. Tortilla chip casserole. Jocelyn Delk Adams is going to show us how to make this magic. But first, this is Today on NBC.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
We are back with our Today Table series sponsored by Walmart. Joining us this morning, Jocelyn Delk Adams, founder of Grand Baby Cakes, also the author of Everyday Grand, which, oh, by the way, is available for pre-order as we speak.
Sure is.
And Jocelyn is here to share her spin on a classic and easy weeknight dish, the casserole. And to cook along with us, all you have to do is scan that QR code to order the ingredients. With just one click, you select add ingredients to cart, and then you schedule a pickup or delivery. It's that easy, almost as easy as making the dish itself.
Yep.
Welcome back.
And you're going to help me.
I am going to help this morning.
So tortilla chip casserole could not be easier. Tortilla, you can get the kids involved. Casserole. You can even do this, okay? Because I know you can be, I know you can be cooking challenged, so we're going to get this together. So to start, I'm going to show you how we're going to dice up these like bell pepper, okay. Right? You're going to get these strips, just kind of get them together really easily, and then just go down to create like these small little dices, okay. Right? Really easy. Just gather all up, and that's all you
Even
gotta
I
do.
Can do that, Josh.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah. See, you're okay. Winning already. So we're going to start on our meat mixture. I've got some ground beef here. Going to add this to some olive oil. You hear that nice sizzle?
And I assume you could easily swap that out with turkey or even ground chicken.
Okay. Yep, whatever you got is fine. And then I'm going to add in our bell pepper here. And then can you add in that diced onion and some garlic for me?
So that's it. That's pretty simple so far.
So yeah, you got to start cooking this down. You're going to brown it.
How much garlic is that?
I love garlic. Okay. All right, add it in, all right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Add as much as you want in there. And then this is when we get into the flavors. Like, we're going to add in two salsas. So if you have Taco Tuesday tonight, of course, you might have some leftover salsas. Mm-hmm. Add in the red and the green. That's going to give us ample flavor here.
Like the chunky one,
Josh? Yeah, you can grab the chunky for that texture.
Yeah. Take your salsa seriously. Out there.
I do. You can't play around with salsa, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to add in this salsa, and then we're going to add in some taco seasoning.
So just store-bought taco seasoning?
Store-bought. Wow. Get it in the little packet and just toss it all together with some chicken stock.
Chicken stock. What's the word, Al?
It's very good.
Really good. Yummy, it's right? Yummy. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to cook this together. This is our swap. Hello, the magic of TV.
Okay.
Yep, looks really good. You're going to let that kind of thicken up into this, and then we're going to start adding in our additional texture. We've got
is that cream of mushroom?
It is.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It
it's
makes
the
it so creamy.
For everything.
You can throw it into everything. We can throw it into everything at my home. Yeah. Everything.
Cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, yeah. Just throw it into everything. Wow. It makes everything so much better.
Why do you like it so much?
What the, so it's so creamy. It adds so much richness along with like the sour cream in this. It really
umami.
Makes that texture so great. Yeah. And I love anything with mushroom too. We're going to add in some black beans too. Grab that, add that in, and of course the sour cream I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
throw that in too for that extra richness and that tang. And then we're going to add in some cheese. Yep, get that in there.
All right.
And we're going to stir that together.
Okay. Oh,
and then this is when you get the kids involved, or you can get rid of like your morning aggression. I'm going to have you like, you know, just go for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get that out.
Get the kids.
I know. He's like, I'm taking that over. Yeah. Right. You're going to crunch that together.
Oh, this goes in the pan.
Goes in.
And then you build it.
Yeah. And then you just start building it. And this is where we get into our casserole. It's almost like a lasagna. You're going to just layer it up.
Oh. The bottom layer is Doritos or whatever your corn chip is?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can use the cheesy ones.
Fritos.
Like whatever your faves are. The Flamin' Hot. You know, get some spice in there. Like whatever you love. Like you can really adapt this and make this into whatever you like.
It's almost like a layered dip.
Yeah, it is. And like you bake it off and you get all those textures, you get the crunch, you get that creaminess.
How long do you bake it?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then you're going to add some cheese on top. Don't add the cheese at the beginning and put the foil over it because it'll stick to the foil.
Okay.
Yeah. So do it. Take the foil off and then just add the cheese and then let it get all
bubbly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it comes out.
I'm going to taste it. Tell us about this new cookbook.
I'm like, oh my gosh. It's called Everyday Grand. Yeah. And it's all about just loving and enjoying every single moment of life.
So
like, I wanted to just make a book that just made everyone happy, right? Finding so much joy and just beyond just holidays, like, you got a good hair day,
celebrate. The book is terrific.
Ooh, thank Al endorsed it. I was so grateful to him. I mean, like, hey, you changed a tire, celebrate.
That's good. Your 4-year-old's going to love this.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's so good.
Thank you again. You can buy the ingredients in this recipe from our sponsor, Walmart, by scanning that QR code right beneath Mr. Roker there on your screen, or you can head to today.com/Today Table. And just a reminder, Today does earn a commission from purchases made through links on our website.
All right. Mm-hmm.
We're back.
This is really good.
With our third and our fourth hours, Jenna and Hoda are going to spend some time with Reese Witherspoon.
It'll be fun.
All right. Yeah.
Jump here.
But first, these messages.
We're talking about
it. It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms. Not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.